Knowledge Products presents The Giants of Philosophy, narrated by Charlton Heston. This is number one on St. Augustine.
The year's 386 AD. The place, Milan, Italy. Imagine you're looking into a garden by the home of a well-to-do Milanese citizen. Suddenly, a man in his early 30s comes rushing out of the house. He's obviously distraught, beating his forehead, tearing at his hair. Then he stops, stares fixedly at his outstretched arm, and with great deliberation clenches and unclenches his fist. For some reason, this makes him cry out in exasperation, pound his forehead again. Then he throws himself down by a fig tree and bursts into a flood of tears. He cries for some time, but then suddenly quiets. He raises his head, listening, confused. Then he seems to hear a sound. A look of eagerness comes over his face. He gets up, dashes back towards the house, picks up a book he'd left lying there. He rips the book open, glances at the first page he comes on, and suddenly his face is bathed in an expression of peace and bliss. We've just traveled back in time to witness one of human history's great turning points, the conversion of Aurelius Augustine. He was to become the famous St. Augustine, Bishop of Hippo Regis in his native northern Africa, and one of the Western world's most influential thinkers. Augustine would remind us that we've witnessed his conversion only from the outside. What's really going on here, inside the man we've been watching, then? Obviously, some drama.